Good morning, everybody. This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Columbia Broadcasting. This is 1927. We haven't got a system yet. Stand by for a moment, please. We interrupt this static to bring you a program. At frequent intervals throughout the day, we will interrupt our programs to bring you additional static. The correct time is now 5 a.m., and here are Punchy and Judy, your happy wake-up kids.
I'm Punchy.
I'm Judy.
We're never mean or moody. We're joy and sunshine on the air. We're the happy wake-up pair.
Well, hiya this morning, Punchy.
Punchy.
Huh?
Punchy.
Oh.
Don't wait. We got to get this thing through.
I'm just as happy as all got out.
Got out?
Yeah, I just got out of bed.
Well, Judy, you got a song for the folks?
Yes, sir. I got a sizzler.
Well, let her sizzle.
They say I'm crazy, got no sense, but I don't care. They may or may not mean offense, but I don't care. You see, I'm sort of independent. I am my own superintendent, and my star is on the ascendant. That's why I don't care, I don't care, I don't care what they may think of me. I'm happy-go-lucky, they say that I'm plucky, contented, and carefree. I don't care, I don't care if I do get a mean and stony stare. If I'm not successful, it won't be distressful, 'cause I don't care. A girl should know her etiquette, alas, alack. Propriety demands we walk a narrow track. When fellas used to blink at me, I'd freeze them and they'd shrink at me. But now when fellas wink at me, I wink at them right back. I don't care, I don't care if people frown on me. Perhaps it's the long way, but I go my own way. That's my philosophy. I don't care, I don't care if I do get a mean or stony stare. There's no doubt about it, I'll sing and I'll shout it, 'cause I don't care. Oh, I don't care, I don't care. When it comes to happiness, I want my share. Don't try to rearrange me. There's nothing can change me, 'cause I don't care.
Pause now for identification.
This is radio.
Thank you. The National Farmer and Farmerette Hour, brought to you as a public service in the interest of farmers throughout the land.
Have you looked at your corn crib lately? Well,
thank you, Groucho Garland.
Our guest speaker for today is a successful young farmer from Burr Oak, Michigan, Mr. Reuben I.J. Crosby. Incidentally, Mr. Crosby, what does the I.J. stand for?
I raise foxes.
Mr. Crosby, I understand that you're also a chicken fancier.
Well, I don't get to town very often. All of us is human, you know.
No, I mean on your farm.
Oh, well, on my farm I get that human feeling, too. That's why I come to the city.
Say, you're pretty foxy today.
Raise them, you know. Oh. Hey, Bub.
Yep?
I tell you my idea for getting my hens to lay more eggs. Been experimenting.
Well, what have you been doing?
Well, I've been setting my hens on doorknobs.
Does that increase your egg yield?
No, she ought to see my hens open doors.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Crosby, and do drop in again.
Howdy, Bub.
Hello, everyone. It's time for your afternoon meditation. And here is your weaver of dreams, the masked poet.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dreamboat Crosby. Yes, ladies, it's dreamboat time again. Once again, it is time to cruise down the river of goo. My scrapbook of memories, I bring you this bit of philosophy penned by an aspiring young poet, Mr. Herbert McCarthy of Bowdoin Square, Southampton, Long Island. As you wander down life's highway, through field or hill or heath, the man worthwhile is the man who can smile with friendly credit teeth.
News flashes from Hollywood.
Good evening, everyone. This is your Hollywood reporter, Judy Parsonhopper. Flash. Here's the... In the romance department, what's this between Ben Lyon and B.B. Daniels? What's this between Ricardo Cortez and Constance Talmadge? What's this between Rudy Valley and Rudy Valley? To movie star Dixie Lee. Why are you wasting your time with that bababoo crooner? He thinks he's headed for the big time, but there's only one Carmen Lombardo.
Thank you, Miss Parsonhopper.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. I really mean it.
Ma, she's almost breaking my heart.
Hear me talking to you.
She's beside me. Oh, mercy, let my conscience guide me.
Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honey bee.
Come on and be my little honey bee. Every minute I get bolder now. I'm leaning on her shoulder.
Ma, he's kissing me.
Special material coming up.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful. Nice fall to me.
Ma, she's almost breaking my heart. If you peek in, maybe she'll begin to weaken.
Ma,
meeting with resistance. I shall holler for assistance.
Ma,